Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this off by talking to Super Dave Harrington, who apparently has one of the most envious challenge coin collections I've ever seen on Instagram. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm just trying to cope. You know how it is.
Yep.
I had a question. I had a question asked of me the other day on a gun that I reviewed on YouTube. The gun itself was a CZ Bren. It has like a 7-inch barrel. It's a little shorty thing. I put a little pistol brace on it, and it's a really short, compact weapon. But I was asked a really interesting question about this because, and this is not something that, because I think of every weapon as a weapon. I don't think of them in any sort of a, you know, casual manner. I was asked if with a barrel length of that size, whether or not this was actually a legitimate defense weapon or just a range toy. And my answer to this was, I had two answers to it. I said, well, it's sort of a trade-off. I'm giving up something on range and probably on accuracy and velocity. But at the same time, it's really small. I can throw it into a backpack, carry it anywhere I need to carry it if I need to.
Right.
But
what was the barrel length again?
About 7 inches, I think.
How is it compact if it's got a 7-inch barrel, bro?
Well, it doesn't have a 16-inch barrel, I guess. It's not a rifle length. Although, for somehow or other, and one of my problems with these little short-barreled rifles is how much unburnt powder they have, which gives you that big fireball.
Okay.
And this one, yes, go ahead.
I need to deconflict here in my mind.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking about an AR pistol?
Well, it's made by CZ, but it is basically the same configuration.
But it's like an AR format pistol?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a range toy, bro. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Due to the barrel length, you're not going to get a complete powder burn like you would out of a 16-inch barrel.
Right.
So you're certainly going to have a reduction in projectile performance at distance, as well as if you don't mitigate the flash, you know, with a quality flash hider, or like a blast director combo, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Now, generally, when you're behind the gun, it's hard to see the flash, but in low or no light, you're going to see it. It's going to work you over pretty good. Not to mention concussion.
Yeah,
vision-wise. And then you always have the increased concussion because, you know, the concussion is that much closer to your head, or the blast is that much closer to your head than it is if you were firing a full-size rifle. But it's certainly not a range toy.
Yeah, when I saw this, my first thought was this. I have these in this size. I have both an AR with a 7-inch barrel in a pistol configuration and this CZ. And I have these. Sure. They have those law folding stocks that really make them compact. And I can stick that in a backpack with a chest rig, with a first aid kit, with anything else I want to in the backpack. Have plenty of room to do it with, right? And I can throw that in the back of my truck, and if something goes really sideways, it's going to be more maneuverable inside a tight area. If I don't foresee a gigantic attack happening out in an urban, or excuse me, in a rural area. I see that in an urban area.
Right.
What do you think the likelihood?
Sure, I agree with you. Even when you're out and about in a rural area or flat out in the boonies, there's still threats. I mean, it may not be an organized threat, but there's still threats from, wildlife, serial killers, or, you got to watch out for yourself, man.
Everything in between.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everything in between. So, I mean, but that's why I have those, because it's easier for me to kit them up, and it's a very small package. I have a duffel bag that I could throw a longer rifle into, and, anything else I needed to throw in there and make it a bigger package. But then I've got a, that's bigger, it's heavier. And I've got it, if I have to dismount from my vehicle and, go on the lam, it's going to be bigger and heavier. And, I haven't had my joints replaced yet. I'm going to pay for all of this. So,
exactly.
To that end, I just wonder sometimes if some people are too preoccupied out there looking at stats and saying, well, of course, you're losing pressure there and you're losing some velocity on the chronometer. And that's why that's not a good gun. I think a good gun is the one you have with you in the event something goes bad, if you got it with you when it happens.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My favorite gun happens to be the one that I'm holding. You know what I mean? When push comes to shove, here's an interesting point. Peter Pye Jr. was down. I'm actually in Texas right now on a gig. I just took a break for the requisite time required. But Pete did a gelatin test, and he mentioned he would rather. Now, Pete produces what can be compared. This is just not me saying it. You do a comparative study of Pete's ammo to any other manufacturer's ammunition available today, and it will outperform it. And, my slogan, my unofficial slogan for Defiant Munitions is nothing kills better. Let the fact-checking begin. Now, dig this. Pete's train of thought was he would rather see people purchase a lesser expensive firearm, but fire quality ammo. Not, it doesn't have to be his. I mean, it'd be cool if it was, but it doesn't have to be his. But he sees it all the time, as well as I do. People buy these expensive guns, quality guns, by anybody's standard, and they're shooting like trash ammo through them.
Right.
And it's just, bullet performance is critical when it, comes to defensive ammo. Why would you skimp on your ammunition? It just makes no sense. But there's always going to be people, sitting back doing the armchair quarterback gig and critiquing others for their efforts instead of getting off the couch and downrange and find out what is real for themselves. You're always going to have that.
Yeah.
So the moment
somebody
like that skylines themselves or ID that, it's like I push the mute button on them.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Super Dave Harrington, find him at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, Dave, after I thought about that thing with the barrel length and all this other stuff, the next thing that popped into my head was when I was in the Army in the 80s especially, my first years were spent overseas. So they could call an alert, and we would be ready for war in 32 minutes, literally. And I lived off post. But I could get there, and so I didn't have to worry about things when I was in the Army, like a get-home bag or a bug-out bag or a just-in-case bag. Okay? I didn't worry about packing those things because I ran with the biggest gang on the planet, and we were the overlords of combat, you know? So I didn't have to worry about that stuff. But nowadays, of course, that... and my question becomes at this point, because I don't have any of those. I do have a bag that I carry around with me with a bunch of stuff in case. And all of that stuff is either designed to hurt somebody or to patch me up when they hurt me.
Right.
Not too much else in it. What am I missing here on these bags? I'm almost certain that when you take off, just based upon what you carry on your belt, I know you're prepared.
Right. The navigation equipment, baseline navigation equipment, and food, bro. I keep at least 3 days of food and water in my truck.
Okay.
On a driving gig. You just never know. You've got to, fuel the combat chassis, man. Of course, water is more important than food. Because you can go, longer without food than you can water. But, I recently, did that show where we did a 48-hour straight smoke fest.
Right.
With very little food or sleep. And, it was good. It felt good to, get through it all. And, periodically you should test yourself. And it's not just testing yourself physically, but testing your... self mentally, what level of mental discipline do you have? What level of resolve or willingness to get the job done without quitting, do you have? Quitting is not an option, bro. I don't think a lot of people understand that. But it's also learned. But to an extent, you either have it or you don't.
Right. Well, one thing, I'll tell you a couple things that I'm facing, and this is this adds to, because, when I was younger, I could go without food or water for quite some time, comparatively speaking,
Right.
24 hours with a canteen, that would be my water supply, stuff like that. So, back in those days, the canteen held, what, 8 ounces, 12 ounces? It wasn't a very big reservoir. The old LBE canteen. But now, I take stuff like I take Lasix, which is something that removes moisture from my lungs and removes moisture from around my heart, fluid, if you will. And that also promotes dehydration. So now I can't do without water.
Right.
I have to find a way to either acquire it or carry it. And I'm kind of thinking about trying to find one of those bags with a filter on it to where I can just scoop some water out of whatever and squeeze it into another bottle and just filter the water right then and there. And then all I have to do is be able to find water, which thankfully where I live, there's lots of water all over the place, at least that I've seen.
Right.
Thought about that. The food part. I'm pretty sure MREs still expand in your stomach the way they used to, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It hadn't changed that much.
No.
Just like eating a brick.
Back in the day with MREs, people, they give them to you and you're supposed to reconstitute them with water. And sometimes we just didn't want to take the time to do that. So we would just eat it as it was, crunchy. And then when it would hit our stomach acid, it would expand. So we could take, how long do you think you could take one MRE and make it stretch? Could you make it stretch all day?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I learned how to do that in the Army Ranger program.
Yeah.
The that was very little food or sleep, and we basically survived on one MRE a day.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the program, which was 58 days long, I weighed 210. When I came out, I weighed 170. It wasn't a pleasant weight loss experience.
Plus, you didn't have a lot of sweet dreams either, did you?
Oh, no.
Do you learn how to sleep in the chow line?
Pardon me?
Did you learn how to sleep in the chow line?
Oh, man, I learned how to sleep anywhere I could get time for, to do it.
Yeah.
I sleep standing on my feet.
Yeah. When you graduate,
I'd be asleep and not even know it.
When you graduate from the Ranger course, you've learned how to live without sleep or food. You are the master of very extreme confidence courses, as they call them, and you can land navigate with a piece of wood, a stick, or excuse me, a piece of wood, a rock, and the sun when you get out of Ranger school.
Yep.
You are a specialist at that point. Anyway, so with your bag that you pack just to go, like if you're going somewhere but you know you're coming back but you're maybe going to be 2 hours from your house, what do you throw in that bag? Or is it the same with every bag? Same thing.
Actually, just kind of you know, like my food and water. Now I do rotate water. You know, because normally I keep a case of water, and you know I drink it, but I always keep fresh water. The my food, you know, substances. I've got a kind of a mix: cans of tuna, power bars, you know, cheese and crackers, whatever. You know that,
right?
Cheese
something
and
with
canned
taste
stuff.
Yeah, cheese.
Right.
Something with taste. Yeah.
And, you know, something just to put on your stomach, man.
Right.
Keep the acid down. But the, you know, some of this stuff remains in my vehicle, so I have it at all times. But there's always, the one thing I'm not in the habit of doing, and I do not recommend that anyone do it unless you have, like, a truck vault or a secure mechanism in your vehicle. To leave, you know, firearms and ammunition in your vehicle.
No.
I do not and do not condone, you know, loose guns or ammo that could be stolen or even accessed by a passenger in my vehicle.
Right. Hang on right there for me if you would. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Combat Speed, LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in New Hampshire promoting his big infrastructure bill that he signed at the White House on Monday. Biden, speaking at an aging bridge in Woodstock, about 60 miles north of the capital city of Concord. The $1.2 trillion measure covers extensive renovations of bridges, highways, rails, and ports. This, as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says, many Americans are concerned and hurting due to the higher gas and energy bills, and it's only going to get worse.
There's no part of our economy that can afford another massive dose of socialism.
McConnell, no fan of the bill Biden signed on Monday. It's the first day of deliberations in the Wisconsin trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. The state does have 500 National Guard troops standing by in case the verdict sparks unrest. This is USA Radio News.
A once-in-a-century event will be happening this Friday.
You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. You can learn more at space.com. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Labor Secretary is talking about a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. That figure comes to 4.4 million in September.
Quite honestly, people are just not happy in their career where they are, and they are concerned about the coronavirus. The coronavirus has not gone away.
Marty Walsh not addressing the fact that the administration is also forcing workers at companies with over 100 employees to get a COVID jab, along with all federal employees and federal contractors. Iran is resuming nuclear equipment at an unmonitored facility. That's according to a diplomat, presenting a new challenge for the United States as it prepares for nuclear talks. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about what happens if you have to jump out of the car and start working. Now, I haven't ever talked this much about this, but why is it that the American military doesn't do their work in denim? Why aren't we wearing jeans in the military?
You're killing me, bro. I don't know how to respond to that, man.
Well,
They don't have enough pockets.
Well, they don't have enough pockets. They don't dry as well. They're not as porous. They're not as durable. I would imagine in a cold environment, if you got wet, you would probably be hypothermic before you really had a chance to do anything with it. That's always been my thing. But to that end, a lot of people do wear jeans when they're out and about. So should people start looking at packing a bag and maybe putting, I don't know, something to run through the woods in?
Like some kind of tactical clothing? Sure. What a lot of people they just generally don't take into consideration that their clothing is part of their equipment, their kit and equipment. You should wear clothing that supports, you know, your physical conditioning, your physical flexibility. These are all things that you must maintain. But your clothing should allow a full range of motion for getting into and out of various firing positions. You know, it should be comfortable. It should provide protection from the weather. Your clothing should be considered part of your kit and equipment.
Yep.
And it's just as important as anything else.
I have found that Carhartt makes a really good pair of ripstop pants. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did just recently. They look comfortable. The pockets are, you know, okay. They're very generous. Probably could have a few more, but, you know, they're built. They're obviously quality, and, you know, I'm sure you'll receive the same, you know, Carhartt durability from them that you do any other Carhartt clothing.
And one thing that
they're pretty thick.
One thing I noticed with the military uniform, though, especially for the colder weather, they've gotten more into the thin layers than they used to be when I was in the military in Europe in the 80s. They really have expanded and made it a lot easier to be more combat effective, haven't they?
Absolutely. Now, this is maybe dated, but we had the spear system, which was, I believe, the first legitimate layered system. And I still have it to this day. You know, anything, you know, that's military issue that you wear on your body or against your body, that becomes yours. You're allowed to keep it. And I still have the entire spear cold weather system.
Yeah.
And use it to this day.
I don't think I could fit into any of my uniforms if I still had them. That was my biggest mistake. When I got out of the military, I was sort of discombobulated with the military when I did get out.
Right.
And I went to the local Army Navy store right outside the post and sold every set of BDUs I had. I mean, I had 26 sets.
Wow.
Of BDUs. I had the
right.
Different weights and, you know, all the other stuff, boots, all that other stuff, and just got rid of all of it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been working on trying to get more of that stuff back. But, I mean, the thing about military-style clothing is it dries fast, it's very breathable, and it's very lightweight when it is dry. And it's quite comforting to be going... When you're going through the woods, I mean, going through the woods with a bunch of stuff on... In real woods. Tell them what that's like, Dave. What's that like when you go through some real woods? Not a park. What's it like
when
you go through real woods?
It's always... Everything's a snag hazard.
Yeah.
I've never been in, you know, the bush without it being problematic at best. You know, navigating, orienteering... It's very physically taxing to work your.
Did we lose Dave? Did we lose Dave? Okay, call him back. What he was saying was that, like, when you're cutting through woods like that, you're being slapped in the face a thousand different ways. Where it may be really, really hot, you roll down your sleeves and you try to cover up your fingertips. It is very. And plus, you've got to maintain a heading. And you also have to maintain speed, and you got to also keep track of all of your, keep a head count of everybody going with you when you're cutting through there in a patrol wedge or whatever you're doing. It becomes quite the multitask just to walk through the woods. So that's something to consider, what you're going to wear. The other thing I've noticed that we didn't get to use when I was in the military, we didn't have knee pads and elbow pads. I don't know what kind of physical shape I would be in if we'd had knee pads, because my knees are destroyed due to that. But with a pair of knee pads on, I'm still fairly okay. Still fairly able to go. You must have been saying something really controversial. They shot
you down.
I don't know if we
just dropped or we got.
It sounded like we just dropped. You know, it's mobile phone technology. Whatever.
Okay. Cool.
One thing that I mentioned in your absence is that when you're walking through the woods, you are getting slapped by a dozen little itty-bitty branches in the face, in the arms. You roll your sleeves down no matter what the temperature is. You know, I also talked about elbow and knee pads, which they didn't have those when I was in the service. That was a later on thing. I would imagine that the servicemen of the... 2000s were quite mollycoddled compared to what I went through.
Right.
So all of that stuff comes in. Do you use knee pads then?
Important.
What's that?
wearing eye protection when you're moving through the bush is extremely important.
Yeah. That I believe. That I believe. Of course, we didn't have that either when I was in the military. We were just tougher in the 80s, Dave.
I believe that. I believe it 100%. I don't know what's happening, but society has certainly softened up from back in the day. And it's amazing. It just blows my mind.
It does.
What's going on today? You know, the 20-somethings that I come into contact with are basically inept. I don't know what has transpired, but they're certainly much softer people than, you know, I was at their age.
I
don't get it now. I'm not going to, you know, one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch, right?
Well, that's what they say.
When you've got, you know, half a bushel that's bad, that's called an indicator.
That is an indicator. Hang on for me. Last break. You can find Super Dave on his Facebook pages, Dave Harrington, if you just want to see what he's up to. Super Dave Harrington, if you want to see what he's up to professionally. Same name for his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington. One thing that I haven't mentioned is footwear, because footwear is very different from when I was in the military. When I was in the military, when I got out, I still had a pair of Cochrane jump boots.
Right, they were more of a dress uniform boot anyway.
And they were very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But the jungle boots of the time were not that great. They certainly were nothing compared to, I mean, most people running around in broken ground and everything else, they're actually looking for something almost like a tennis shoe, a very really durable tennis shoe, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the boots I'm wearing right now that I'm extremely impressed with is Under Armour. I can't tell you exactly what model it is.
I have a
pair. I needed a new pair of boots for a gig, and, you know, kind of a professional tennis shoe with ankle support. And I'm extremely impressed with them. I mean, there was absolutely no break-in time. I put them on, and I was good to go. I liked them so much in the first day, I immediately bought another pair of them just to have a backup pair. But footwear today is off the chart, you know, compared to what it has been in the past as far as the military goes. They've really switched on to the fact that, you know, an infantryman lives on their feet, and you got to take care of your feet. And that's the biggest part of it, is what you cover them with to protect them and still be able to, you know, operate cleanly. And in group, we used to call them GSG9s. They were the German, it was actually an Adidas boot.
Right.
That was made to spec for the German GSG9, and they were extremely comfortable, and the uppers were durable. The only problem that I had with them was, in order to get the sole to be the proper grip, to provide the proper gripping surface for, you know, climbing, rope work, stuff like that, they were relatively soft. So you would, you know, a new pair would only last you about a year, but that's right. High in hard use, you know. But what I understand is they're no longer available. I've not been able to find them for quite some time. I mean, years.
Well, I mean, the Under Armour boots are pretty good. I like the Under Armour boots. The only problem I have with the Under Armour boots is, do they make any that are water resistant?
I'm unsure about that, man, because that wasn't something I looked for.
They probably dry really fast, though. They probably would dry really fast.
Yeah, they do dry quickly. Yes, they do.
So, and that's the thing. That's the thing about all the stuff that we're describing. All of these things are meant to protect you. Did you ever have to go to the dental clinic because you had a cavity and you were non-deployable?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
You never had to do that?
I stayed up on that.
I had to do that once or twice. Man. Yeah. But, I mean, everything about you is going to affect the way you operate. So, like a blister on your foot, if you don't have decent socks to go with the right boots, well,
exactly.
That will inhibit your combat effectiveness.
Absolutely. It'll cost you.
All these things. And, like, do you carry any extra footwear with you when you throw stuff in there?
Oh, yeah. I always carry an extra set of boots. Absolutely.
So how big is your pack? The bag that you put everything in, how big is that?
Okay, this most recent gig I did, I had an expandable pack, you know, the type that, you understand what I mean, right? You can unzip it and expand the bag. I didn't have to do that, but with the kit and equipment that I was required to provide and the stuff that I added to it, my pack was 45 pounds. And that was just survival gear. That's no, it did include water, but, it was just my survival gear. I didn't have, any of all the other kind of stuff you would normally take. But, you know, being on your own, being self-sufficient and being on your own in order to, and this is just a guesstimate based on my experience, your pack would be 100 pounds easy.
Easy.
Now you think about that and what your level of physical conditioning is, can you even function on your own? You understand what I'm saying? Can you be self-sustaining?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to, when I was stationed in Germany, we used to have to walk back from Grafenwehr 135 mm-hmm. miles in 3 days. So I put some boot leather on the ground. I had to do that three times. I was over there for 3 years. I had to do that three separate times. So I'm fully, and I mean, the thing I would say to anybody is, 100 pounds, big deal, I'm a kid, no problem. Put that on and try to go walk up a slight grade on a sidewalk and walk a mile and tell me how much you like that.
Right. Ping Glossy real quick.
Yeah. What was the weight for the pack for those guys doing the expert infantry badge? How much did that weigh? Do you remember? I don't remember. It wasn't light. How much?
55 pounds.
55 pounds. Those guys would come back, and they had to do it based on time. How long was the march?
Oh, man. I don't remember exactly, but I do know that the standard for the basic standard for a ruck march was 12 miles in 3 hours, and that is based on the average human being able to maintain a pace of 4 miles an hour.
Which, nobody did that. Everybody ran. And plus, you had to carry a weapon. You couldn't strap your weapon on. You couldn't strap your weapon.
LBE.
Yeah.
Your LBE, depending on what your loadout is, can weigh anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds. Then your weapon's going to be 7+. And then a 55-pound pack, you know, you're moving with at least probably 65, 70 pounds. My fastest ruck ever, 12-miler, was 223. I remember that, of course, because the civilian equivalent of 5.56 is 223. And that's how I remember it. But, yeah, that was a ruck run. That was not a ruck march. But we would have to periodically, you know, I was part of the 7th Light Infantry Division back in the day, stationed at Fort Ord, California, and we did the majority of our training at Fort Hunter Liggett, which was 70 miles south. And, it, you know, it wasn't a thing to go on a two-week field trip and have to ruck march to the, you know, Hunter Liggett, the area of operations. You know, it would be roughly 3 days. I think we covered like 20-something miles a day on average.
Yeah. Those were the good old days. I used to do that and just, you know, go out and drink until I was blind. That night, get back up, go do PT at dark 30 in the snow and run 6 miles.
I remember
those were the
this
days.
This will give you a snapshot of the mentality back in the day.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to run out of time. You got to give me a quick Polaroid. Go.
Okay, cool. Had this brand new Butterbar lieutenant, and he was going to flake out on a ruck march, a 20 miler. And he was our platoon leader. And I went up to him and I said, look, sir, if you flake out, I'm going to butt stroke you and leave you in the ditch. And man, he looked at me like, whoa. And he got right back up and continued. And he finished. Later, I got called on the carpet by the company commander. And he asked me what was my interaction with the lieutenant on the ruck march.
Well,
and I said, well, sir.
We're out of time, Dave. We'll open with that next week.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care.
Oh, yeah. Coming up next, Cam Edwards from Bearing Arms. We're going to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.